He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Come on. Bring it home. Bring it home. Here we go.
Before I turn around, that girl is gone.
We gotta hit the post better on this, you know, to do.
All I can say is bartender.
Sing it if you know it.
Something strong.
Ooh.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's
the one and only Joe Nichols. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, Joey.
Good morning, fellas.
We got
doing all right. How about y'all?
Good. We got the full team, full Morning Mayhem team assembled. Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain.
Hey, buddy.
In Poland, Arkansas.
Hey.
Roger
hey,
Scott, brother. Myself, David Basil, and Christian Weaver producing. Yeah, we've been on this topic the last hour about, first we were talking about basketball players that could play football or vice versa. We were talking about nationally, and then we sort of drew it back to basketball. And first one was Matt Jones. I've got the numbers on Matt Jones' basketball career at Arkansas. So he played in 28 games. He started, Roger, I think you mentioned, you know, he had 12 starts. He averaged 4.7 points per game, 3.6 rebounds, 1.3 assists, 1 steal, shot a shooting average with 47.6%, had 1 double-double of 14 points, 10 rebounds against LSU in 2004. So is that how y'all sort of remember Matt Jones, pretty much around those numbers?
No. No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Justin, you remember that at all?
Yeah. I do.
What? He would have been a Ford, I guess?
Yeah, he would have probably been a small Ford.
He was like a four-man, yeah, I think, is what he played at the time.
Marcus Monk.
An athlete.
Marcus Monk came out of, what was the high school he came out of?
Lepanto. I believe.
And then he was so it looked like – did he sign as a basketball player first or a football player or both?
It I says, would guess football, but I don't know.
It says here 2004-2005 he played in 10 games in basketball. Then he didn't play again until 2008-2009. So what makes me think of that, he must have played football, goes out his freshman year of basketball, plays only – he averages only looks like 8 minutes a game. 22% field goal, 50% free throw, 100.8 rebounds. Then he comes back in 08-09, plays in 8 games, averages 16 minutes a game, 46% from the field, 83% from free throw, 3 rebounds a game, half an assist per game, half a block per game, 4.5 points per game for those 8 games.
Didn't he go play in Germany after his football career?
Basketball?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't know. And then, so Roger, you mentioned Peyton Hillis as a guy who was supposed to play baseball.
For sure.
I'll just ask you guys. Let's give Joe a chance. Joe, when I think of a Razorback football player who played for Razorback baseball and was pretty decent, who comes to mind for you?
The first one off the top of my head is Connor Nolan.
Okay, so Connor Nolan was a very recent one that was a quarterback. I'm going more old school, and I don't think it's you guys are too young to know. That's not the one I'm looking for, but Connor Nolan was obviously one that was the most recent high-profile one. Justin, you know who I'm thinking of?
I'm trying. Off the top of my head, no.
Roger, you want to help
I'm
him
not.
Out?
I'm not.
Christian, you want to take a shot?
Anybody? I have no clue.
Okay, I'm surprised. So if I
what era?
I would say it would have been the 90s, the mid to 95 to 97. So that sort of gives it away right there. And I believe he was a pitcher. I believe he was a pitcher for the Razorbacks. And he was a pretty good one, I think.
Oh, wow.
Barry Lunny Jr. is correct. So Barry Lunny was a quarterback for us.
I didn't realize he played baseball.
He did. So look up.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, look up his numbers and see. I don't think he played much, but I think he was good enough, and I think he might.
I do not remember that at all.
I think he might have played 1 year. And so what made me think of this, Joe, is that we had a guy that played defense for us when I was playing. His name was Robert Brannon. He was 6'8", and I mean, he wasn't. He didn't win by his with his mind on the field.
Whoa! Wow!
But he was a good guy.
Did he win in the shower?
He did. Yes.
Wow. Oh, geez.
Holy cow! What are we doing?
Just saying.
I never know what you're doing.
Oh my gosh! Holy cow!
Coach Pittman, what do you say?
What I do with it.
Okay, I don't know.
It's rare when you get, and we were talking about the guys nationally. Roger, who was the first person? How did we get started on it? Who was the person we were talking about? How did we even get started on
it? I don't know how we got into it, but I think the first player was mentioned was Allen Iverson. So.
Yeah, that's why I asked Pat Bradley. Is there anybody?
Oh, okay.
And I thought there was somebody before that.
We said Charlie Ward. He went
Charlie Ward was a guy. Well, Charlie Ward, to be a Heisman Trophy winner and did not play. I don't know if he played college ball at FSU.
He didn't play it down.
At FSU?
No, in NFL.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he was. I guess he played basketball at FSU.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
And then Antonio Gates
never played a down of football in college.
Antonio Gates, pretty amazing how he did not play any NFL, play college basketball.
Nutso.
I don't know if he's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer, 100%.
He is. Yeah.
No, he's in it.
No,
he's in it.
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Already?
Look it up. I'm turning him into Yale. Look it up.
Is he really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Are you acting like he doesn't belong there?
Antonio Gates has been out of the league a while now.
I've been busy. I've been busy. It's hard to pay attention to all the.
He's been busy.
Is he one of the best tight ends in the last 40 years?
Absolutely.
Who else? Is there anybody else? I know he got a lot of. I guess he didn't win many championships. Gronk's going to be the next guy.
You got Witten.
Witten's in. Yeah,
Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Did he pass?
No, he's still with us.
Who passed? What tight end passed? Now, we know one was killed himself in prison.
Yeah. By his own hand.
Yeah, by
his
own
hand.
I got a hand.
Hernandez.
Oh, no, my gosh, Hernandez. I forgot about him.
He was a killer.
Yeah, he was a killer. Yeah, the interesting Razorbacks, Christian, you were asking about the – you could not think of the starting tight end for the Razorbacks, right?
No, but once you mentioned it, where he was from, I knew.
Who was it?
It was Jaden Platt, wasn't it?
Yeah, Platt was a transfer from A&M.
I forgot about him.
Wasn't it not long ago that we were sort of like tight end you?
Yeah.
We had DJ Williams winning the tight end of the year.
Right. Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry winning tight end of the year.
And then you had
in the league for a while.
Then you had Jeremy Sprinkle win tight end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he didn't win. He didn't win national tight end of the year. No, he didn't win.
He
that.
Did?
No,
No, not.
Yeah, he did win.
He was a good player.
He did win FIFA of the year at the Dillard's.
It was Bell.
Boy, you know what a horrible memory that was. Not only did you have that incident, which he's a good guy. They apparently obviously made a mistake.
Listen, we've all stolen
him. but do you remember you had that?
Did y'all realize that he is playing in the league right now?
Is he still in the league?
Is he with the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah. I just
looked it up because I'm like, I do not remember that.
I didn't realize
he was still in the league.
How about that?
I thought it was odd because in college he was a really good pass catcher, and then at Washington he was a blocking tight end. He couldn't catch anything.
I don't even know.
Did he do much statistic-wise at Arkansas? I don't remember him being.
Yeah, he was really good after Hunter Henry. Really good. I could have swore he was.
Mackey Award. No, he didn't win the Mackey.
Yeah.
But do you remember, not only did you have that situation at the Belk Bowl, Roger, you were there with us. We were all there. Then you had that uncharacter.
Morgan?
Yeah, the uncharacteristic.
The trivia question is, which two Razorbacks were both led by state cops in North Carolina?
Yeah, it was not Grant Morgan, but Drew Morgan, right?
Remember that?
It was at the end of the game, and they kicked him out, right?
We were up 3 touchdowns. Right?
Yeah, oh, my gosh, it was so bad.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, Joe, I cover every Razorback game, so I'm in every post-game post-game press conference, and we had just done this at Missouri. We lost a 20-point lead at Missouri. Yep. So I remember being in there with Bielema, and it's no fun, man. You know, he walks in there, the players, they're all depressed. And, you know, you'd already lost to A&M again that year. Here you are, you're losing again to Missouri. You're up 20 against Missouri and haven't beaten them up there. And so, you know, Bielema just said, we can't do this anymore. We got to finish games. We're not, you know, I promise you this is not going to happen again. And we get right there to the darn bowl game, and I'll be darned if the same thing. You're up 3 touchdowns. You're up 21 points. You think the game – we were whipping them. Remember, it was Virginia Tech. Yes. We were dominating them. And it's like, Oh my gosh, this is happening again. We just start falling apart. And that was it, right? That was he comes back next year, and
he was coaching on borrowed time.
Yeah, it was just a. Of course, I think he lost Pittman that year. I don't think he had Pittman went to Georgia that year, and he didn't have him the following year. But you just wonder if he wins those games, if he beats Missouri, and he holds on to Virginia Tech, if he's still coaching. Yeah. You wonder, you know? Yeah, Roger.
No.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's a couple other things that I understand it. Kind of went wrong, you know, a lot of hearsay, but there were other factors in kind of what led to his downfall. But, yeah, I think you're right, man. I think he would have gotten a lot more leeway if he had closed out those games. I think, Justin, I think I ran into you in that game like halftime just walking around. And
Yeah, I think so.
If I remember correctly, it was like super cold and rainy or something that day. I think I got the same game.
Yes.
It was super cold or something like that, just like miserable. I know that Liberty Bowl was the coldest.
I think you
I've
had some family. You have some family
bad.
With
that
you,
bad.
Maybe.
That was bad.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I got family over there in North Carolina.
Yeah. Somebody says from the 501, Coach Richardson said Monk would have been a great basketball player if he would have stuck with it. You know,
he did play in Germany, by the way.
He did. What is it? Was he 6'6"?
Yeah, I think so. 6'6" or 6'5".
He was
something like that.
You know, it brings up an interesting point. I made a note of it last night. I watched Hard Knocks, which I find really fascinating. It's following the Seattle Seahawks, which I really like the coach, Mike McDonald. I really like him. He is a sharp dude and
great singer.
That's a different Michael McDonald.
Oh.
And they've got the number one receiver in the league. Do you know who his name is, Joe? You know who the number one receiver for Seattle is?
No.
His name is Jackson Smith Enigma. He has a weird last name.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about him, I was watching the highlights, and they were just saying nobody can cover him. Mike McDonald was walking back and telling the coaches during their camp. He said, "Listen, are you watching him? Nobody can. He's impossible to cover." And so I went back and looked at some notes. I think he's out of Texas. Came out of Texas.
No, Ohio State.
He's from the state of Texas, signs with Ohio State, and puts up really, you know, some monster numbers. But he goes to the combine. He's only 6 foot tall. He's 6 foot, you know, 197, which, you know, he's not, you know, Randy Moss. He's not 6'3", 230. His 40 time is a 4.5, which is pedestrian compared to, you know, the 4.2s, the 4.3s, the 4.4s. But yet, you know, he runs his route so good that I think he had 1,700 yards of reception. He was offensive player of the year last year. I don't follow Seattle football, but it's a great example of showing being a receiver is not just
technique.
Yeah. It's not just being the fastest guy or the biggest guy. It's how you run your routes and your ability to catch the ball.
Remember that kid we had 3, 4, 5 years ago that I forget his name. He was kind of like that in college. He caught everything. He wasn't super fast, but you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, it seems like I remember. We've had some really good receivers the last.
He played under Coach Pittman. I forget his name. It doesn't matter.
Come on, Jaden Hazelwood.
Was it Hazelwood?
No, it was, I think, before him. Was it Andrew something?
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew Armstrong.
Yeah, Andrew Armstrong.
Armstrong. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah,
yep.
He was good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he didn't drop anything. He would always get open.
He's with the
Yeah, and he wasn't the fastest guy. I mean, he just crafty, I guess.
Crafty.
I
like that. It reminds me, Joe, when I played, and guys, you remember, we mentioned his name, James Shebest.
Oh, yeah.
Shebest was not the fastest. Oh, yeah. He was not the biggest. He ran great routes, and there, if the ball was around him.
Drew Morgan's
another one that was, again, you know, he just shows up out of nowhere. Remember, Roger, we talked about this.
I think it was Auburn.
Yeah, he was not projected. I think somebody
not,
got
he was not even playing. Somebody got hurt.
Somebody got hurt. He gets his chance, and great route runner and all that. So, anyway, made me think of Marcus Monk. You know, Marcus was he's 6'7". He wasn't. He didn't look like, you know, the kind of athlete that's, you know, doing backflips and dunks and all that. He was a good athlete. And didn't he have a big reception against Georgia for like 50 or 60? He could jump up and out jump you, you know. On those,
he was a great jump ball.
Yeah, those contested balls that. And of course now, you know, we're looking for a number one right now. Is it going to be the Chris Marshall kid that transferred from, you know, Boise State, the 6'3", he looks the part. He's just never, for whatever reason, gotten over the hump. Or is it C.J. Brown, who's an Arkansas kid, trying to find, Joe, somebody that we can count on, like you mentioned, Andrew Armstrong, Justin, or who was our guy last year? Was it Tesla 2 years ago? Tesla or
Tesla played with Armstrong, I believe.
Yeah, I just, who was that guy last year?
I think you're right.
Who was that guy last year?
Last year, who was it?
I don't even.
Do we have a guy?
Remember anything about last year?
Omega Blake.
Yes,
yep,
was Omega
that
Blake.
Was it.
It was.
Justin goes, that's it. That's all we really had. I mean,
that was it. Yeah. C.J. Brown was good until, didn't he get hurt? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, C.J.
Yeah,
Brown.
Yeah, he was good until he got hurt.
Yeah, good-looking athlete and Arkansas kid and just needs somebody to step up and make big plays.
I tell you who looks the part. I don't know how he's done in camp, but that Antonio Jordan, man, he looks
like a beast. Looks the part. Looks the part. I hope he contributes. We need somebody to step up and become, you know, a go-to guy that the defense has to respect. You probably have to double or whatever. And so, Joe, what do you think, before we let you go, what day do you think that Coach Silverfield needs to make the decision and make the call on the quarterback? You think the quarterback have a week or 2 weeks to go with the team or what?
I personally think if the decision, I think it should have been yesterday.
Yeah.
But if it's not already decided, then I think we've got that spells trouble. I think we're going to be in a little bit of a spot. If it's truly not already decided, but I don't know. I get the if it is already decided, but you want both guys to compete. I get waiting, but man, if it's really like too close to call, then
Hey,
I got two things to go back to your receiver point. I've heard coaches forever talk about guys that are 4.3 40s that don't get separation.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't run routes or they don't know how to, you know, shed a guy. But hey, I got one throwback for you. Go back to all the way first to the conversation. Did my boy Jodine Davenport, my Springdale guy, Jodine Davenport, ever play basketball?
He did.
He was a great high school basketball player.
Somebody mentioned him when we were doing. Yeah, I think you're right. Did he play? Did he play, Raj?
Well, somebody mentioned him earlier. I think Pat Bradley mentioned him.
Yeah, he was.
Did y'all go to high school together, Joe?
No, but here's the funny thing. I worked at a radio station there that did high school basketball. I worked at the radio station. I was the guy that ran the studio while the on-site guy kind of did the game. And I was terrible at that, by the way. I didn't listen to the game much other than a couple of guys that I knew of. And, man, he would say, hey, we're going to throw it back to the studio. And I'd be like, sleeping. Just dead air for a couple minutes. Yeah, that was so bad at that job. But, Jodine Davenport, man, great high school basketball player.
Yeah, he did play for the Hogs.
We became friends after he got drafted by the Colts, I believe. Got drafted.
Gotcha.
What were his numbers, Christian? You have it in front of you?
In 98-99, he played in 15 games, only 5 minutes per game, averaged 1.1 rebound.
Let me tell you.
He was on the bench.
Have you seen him lately, Joe?
No, I haven't seen him in 20 years.
So I run into him every once in a while. A lot of times it's the Brandon Burlsworth football camps, and he's a farmer and just a good dude.
Yeah.
Still big old country. He's big old country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just wait, what was it, Roger? What was the great play? Do you remember what it was? It used to not call Paul. Let's see if Roger remembers it.
I know.
All right, what was it, Joe? Remind Roger what it was.
He acted like he fell down, like on a block, and kind of slipped out into the flat or something, scored a touchdown.
Yep.
I don't know who it was against. Was it against Alabama?
I think you're right. And I think we've got that call somewhere, Roger. It'd be impossible to find it. But we'll have to look that one up because I remember Paul goes, Jodine Davenport was on the ground. It was a fake. Yeah, it was a great play, great scheme by Houston Nutt. That was part of the game, I guess, when we beat them 42-8 or something. That was the first time we'd played them.
Yeah.
And like, wow. 46,
yeah.
I remember coming back. Yeah. I guess we were doing, maybe were Tommy and I doing the show at the time? I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, this Houston Nutt just beat Alabama. His first shot out, hangs 42 on him. I think they had Sean Alexander was a running back for Alabama. We beat the crap out of
him. I think you're right.
We beat the crap out of him right out the gate. I'm like, okay, This thing, I think
that was 98.
Yeah, 98. I think even Houston said Rodgers, like, yeah, he knew. Wow, that was a significant win for him.
Yeah, this is the only thing I got at Davenport.
Lou Williams, the lone wideout.
Poitras in motion.
Fake to Cobbs. Sterner throwing over the middle. Complete touchdown, Arkansas. Joe Dean Davenport.
Oh, that is. Right there. Yeah, it's so funny. That's another Poitras in motion. That's not the most famous one.
The only Davenport I have as football. I've got over half a dozen. It's basketball.
Oh, is that right? You got a Davenport basketball?
Can you believe that?
That's a different Davenport?
Is it? I don't know.
Let's hear it. Let's see if it is.
I'm thinking we should have brought Poitras in motion a little more often. It seems like something good happened every time we did.
That's right. Good point. Let's see what Davenport this is.
Let's see what Davenport this is. Let's see.
You guys have to.
Hogs on the run. Davenport, three from the left wing. It's good.
No, I can't.
What Davenport is that?
Who is that?
What? Come on, you guys. You guys are the basketball guys.
Jeremiah.
Is that right?
Is that it?
And which Davenport?
Played under Musk.
Good job, Justin.
Outstanding. Which Davenport is this?
He was
here?
Like
which
from
Davenport
Eastern Carolina
this?
Or something. Wasn't
I've got Richard Davenport.
Something like that.
Cincinnati.
He's a rider, Roger. For the
I know who it is.
I know you know. Joe, thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate you as always. Good stuff.
Hey, great talking to y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks, brother.
Good talk to you, Justin. Go Hogs.
See you, buddy.
Go Hogs.
Talk soon.